It's Thursday.
Today is Thursday.
I've brought you the greatest gift of all.
Oh, yeah?
Well, in that case...
Entertain me!
It's showtime.
Make use of the help that God puts around you.
We are not a glum lot.
A promise is a promise.
It's very simple. Just don't drink and go to meetings.
Give time, time.
Easy does it. But do it.
Want to have self-esteem? Just do esteemable things.
One day at a time.
We carry the message, not the alcoholic.
Don't quit before the miracle happens!
Hey, with an effective character, it's three guys sitting around talking about a personal experience in recovery. Hey, I'm Mike.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, James.
The opinions are our own. We don't represent any particular organization, institution, or fellowship. Today, we'll be sharing our experience talking about recovery plans for the new year in episode 223 of the Defective Characters podcast. Let's go.
What about our different size balls?
Oh.
There's kids, James. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, kids also, depending on their gender, have those, Dennis.
No, there's literally little kids around.
I'm referring to my golf ball and tennis ball.
There's actually, there are a lot of children. You picked this spot, Dennis.
There weren't children until we started recording, and now all of a sudden there's children around.
Do you think they heard James' voice and they just came out of the woods?
Yeah.
Like the field of dreams? Hey, if you play with them, they will come.
This is so wrong.
The field of dreams. Okay, the last 7 days. Talk about it. Let's go.
It was all right. It was Christmas time. Yay, Christmas. I did not go to my family's Christmas. I stayed home with the dog.
Dennis!
Yeah, it's okay. It was rainy the last couple of days here, but it was nice. It's beautiful out right now. Other than that, What If Season 2 started.
Is it good?
It is good. Aww. The episode that was released today is like my favorite episode out of all of them for both seasons. So that's cool. Aquaman released and bombed worse than the Marvels. DC is dead.
Was Amber Heard in it?
I do not know. I did not see it. No one did. I don't know, the last 2 weeks was really good, I guess. I mean, if I don't dwell on not being able to go see my family for Christmas, it was okay. It was good. I made a really big mega base in Minecraft and recorded the time lapse. And it's like 16 hours of time lapse that I've been spending days rendering. Like, so that's really annoying. It'd be nice to have a really nice, powerful production computer so it doesn't take that long. But anyways, how was your 7 days, James?
Thanks for asking, Starbuck.
What?
That's your new nickname, Starbuck.
Are you being sponsored right now?
No. From Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, now you've got homework. So the last week has been good. I went down to Miami and back to pick up my son, my 16-year-old. He's doing really good. He's got this new, he's slimmed down. He looks great. His hair is like yours, but a little shorter. So actually with the two sons together, Dylan looked like John Smith and Chris looked like Pocahontas. I got this picture and I was showing it to the whole family. It's hilarious.
Let everybody see on the podcast.
They can't see it, but I'll show you guys. So, Chris and Dylan.
That's classic.
So where's the picture of them?
Yeah, I'll show you.
No.
And then we went to a character breakfast at Cape May.
It's a good one.
And yeah, they're doing really good. They're healthy, and
he does look like he's slimmed down.
He's slimmed down a lot, and I'm taking my son Christmas shopping for clothes. He didn't want anything. He said, "I just want money for clothes. Take me clothes shopping." So for Christmas, he got some money, and he had no presents under the tree. Meanwhile, Chris had a list, so he got his list and he opened all the presents, and the little guy was just sitting there. I was like, "Hey, you got what you asked for."
You should have got him.
I didn't get him anything. But it was good.
A big box with a little in it.
There was 15 of us that all went to Epcot yesterday. So ranging from 1 year to 78 years. And we had a good time. We all ate. We went to Cape May. Then we went to Epcot. Seven of us rode Guardians of the Galaxy right away. So that was a good way to start. We bought Disney Genie Plus for everyone, which was $32 a person. So 32 times 150. I mean, 32 times 15. You can do the math. And, it's good. And I'm excited. I took off today. And I might take off tomorrow because I've only got the boys for a week. And, you know, I can always work, but I can't always spend the day with them. So that's how I'm looking at that. So what you got, Mike?
You know what they always say? Work, 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 right?
Yeah.
What a terrible, terrible slogan from AA. I'll bring that up a little bit later.
It's context. It's work on
that. Everything in moderation or like in balance? And they're like, work, work, work. And then they go, think, right? Is that not what they...
Yeah, but I don't think they mean like become like a workaholic or anything. They mean work on your sobriety. And they just say work, work, work because it matches the rhythm.
It's short. Yeah, and comedy comes in threes, and there's nothing funnier about that. So last week was good. Thanks for asking. Let me see. Christmas was... So we had a pre-Christmas party with Becky's family, and it was probably the best that I could have imagined. The prime rib was actually delicious.
Yeah, it wasn't, put a little context on what you said last
week. It's usually complete garbage. It's all fat pieces, and it's something that looks like if you saw Tiger King back in the day, there's a part of the show Tiger King where they just get the trash meats and they feed them to the tigers, like the miscellaneous. That's usually what it was. And it was delicious. It was great. I sliced it up. It was fun. And then on Christmas Eve, because I had Olivia. I wasn't supposed to have Olivia the entire time because of the parenting plan. It's usually somebody has her into Christmas, and then Christmas Day at 2 p.m., the other person gets her for like the rest of the day in and night out. But Olivia's mom, so my ex-wife, decided she wanted to take a trip to Chicago with her boyfriend, and she was gone the entire time. So here are the pros and cons, right? It was great because I got to spend the entire time with Olivia. The thing that wasn't was Olivia was sad for like 8 hours because she's like, how is this supposed to be Christmas if my mom's not here? And I opted to not pass that along. In the past, I have been like, hey, you know, she's really sad. Like, and then I get a response of, why are you trying to make me feel like a bad mom? And it's so I decided not to do that. Instead, I said, Olivia, if you feel this way, you have to let your mom know. Like, telling me that doesn't change anything. Tell your mom if you miss her and you want her, then tell her that because she has no idea. And I don't know. We're going to try this approach because,
I think it's probably the best,
you know, it's some people could see that as putting her in the middle. But in reality, if it's her feelings and her emotions, if I do it, then that's me putting myself in the middle, you know. So we did that, went to church, or tried to go to church. There was a church that we showed up 30 minutes in advance, must have held maybe 1,000 to 1,500 people, and there were 500 people at that point standing in the back. So there were 2,000 total people that it looked like. And so we hung out. There was a church in, where was it? It was in Orlando that it was just a madhouse. So we did hang out for 30 minutes with a 5-year-old. You can imagine standing for something like that for an hour was about enough time. So we stayed 30 minutes into the mass and then boogied out of there and actually watched one on TV. So there was one right down the road that we got to log on to YouTube and experience that. So it was good. It was fun. It was the first time that we did it since I think Olivia was like 1 year old. Did that. And then for Christmas, Becky's youngest, who's 9 years old, he got a soccer trophy that was Cristiano Ronaldo. His championship trophy. And it was a replica that looked really expensive. Come to find out it wasn't, so I was relieved at that. But while playing Luke and Olivia, Luke scared Olivia. Olivia grabbed the trophy and smacked him in the head with it and actually broke skin in his head. And he had to have an ice pack on. So the two of them right now still are not getting along. Like, I had to put her in her room for, I mean, it wasn't an accident. You don't pick up, as a 5.5-year-old, you don't pick up something and smash someone in the head with it.
No. So it's just a woman thing.
God.
No, it wasn't.
That's true.
Oh, my God. That's
honestly, because.
Have you met my ex?
Oh, my God.
Quite often, Olivia takes her flip-flop off. And then. Yeah. So it was, anyway, I had to ground her. There are some people that are friends of mine and family on my side that's like, oh, it was just an accident. And I'm like, you're such an enabler. Like, no. If you do that, you take a trophy that the thing weighed maybe like 10 pounds. It was heavy. I don't even know how she got it up over her head. But it's a blunt object, and she smashed him in the head with it. So I had to reprimand her. And it stinks because I grounded her for 3 hours, but in reality, it was only an hour, and then she fell asleep for two. So it's like she cried herself into, like, a fuss and then passed out. And then she came out, and they did play together, but he still heard about the whole thing. So had to do that. And, the last couple days have been good. Got to go into work a little bit this week, but, as we are head into a new year, we're doing a fun weekend getaway to St. Augustine, my fiance and I, this weekend. So should be fun. So recovery plans for the new year. Yay! I'll have Dennis start since he just listened maybe 17 minutes ago to last year's episode where we talked and we graded ourselves on how the year previous's resolutions went. And then made resolutions for the new year. We're going to do the same thing here. So do you remember what yours were last year, Dennis?
Yes.
And have you thought about some that you want to make for the next year?
Yes and no. So first I want to start saying that last night Mike sent a text to us in our group chat. And he's like, oh, just a reminder to listen to the episode. If you don't, that's okay. So I took that as, it's okay if I don't listen to it. And then I show up this morning, and evidently it wasn't okay. And James and Mike had both listened to it, and then so I had to listen to it. So I took it on the word of the text that it was going to be okay, and then I learned it wasn't okay. So I listened to it this morning. And it was interesting. I think there was a few main points that I talked about. One was, making a movie, or thinking about making a movie, is what I settled on, because the year before I said I was going to make a movie and I didn't, and I didn't even think about it. So this year I said I would think about,
sneezing.
Excuse me. Bless me. Sorry. You can edit that out, right?
I like that not one of us said, God bless you.
Right?
Even still.
Sorry. Please edit that
bless
out.
Bless you, Dennis. I'm not doing it. You can edit it out.
Yeah. So I didn't think about making a movie all last year. So this year I said I was going to think about making a movie. So to update on that, I did not quote unquote make a movie. But earlier in the year, I did help our friend Matt record something for his website where I acted as, like, the director and the cameraman. And I pointed out all the reasons why this wasn't going to work and our recording setup and stuff. But we recorded all of the segments that he wanted to record. And then after he went back to go edit it and look at it, he realized that I was right and it wasn't going to work. So he recorded all of it himself inside where the audio was better. So That was fun. But I didn't actually make a creative movie. But
yeah, we know.
But like 6 months ago, I did start a YouTube channel.
Minecraft.
So I've been making Minecraft shorts and stuff for like 6 months. Like 1 to 3 or 4 a week. So that's good. I've produced a lot of stuff.
You're
like
a producer now.
Over 100 and something episodes of Minecraft. So that's cool. Stop bouncing those balls while I'm talking, children.
But my shorts are too loose.
Oh my god. So another thing I said I was, the other two major points that I said, I was going to live more and go to more meetings. Live more as in like get out and do more things, like do stuff.
How many meetings have you been to?
I could probably count them on one hand. I did not go to more meetings this year, and I did not actually live more either. I think this year I did less of both of those things. I don't think we went to a movie at all. Went out to eat a few times. I did like go out to eat at night with like Mike and Steve and stuff a lot more than I did the previous year. I think more recently I've done more things like going to breakfast with these guys and like going out at night with the other guys and stuff. So how would I rate my resolutions? Well, all of them that I named, I didn't do any of them. So I rate it as an A+ because I'm still alive and breathing a year later. That counts, right?
No grading system.
Yeah! I'm told not to judge myself too harshly. But no, I mean, I failed my resolutions per se. But it is what it is. What can you do about it? This year, what am I going to do? I don't know. I'm going to continue with the Minecraft stuff. I'm going to, like, grow it.
Gross.
And try to make something out of it. I mean, in 6 months, I've got up to, like, 760-something subscribers, which is pretty cool.
When you get a YouTube plaque.
That's, like, not to, like, 100,000 or something.
So focus on that.
Yeah, that's... I got a lot of milestones before I hit a plaque.
Oh, no.
But, yeah. As far as the recovery stuff goes, I'm going to continue not to drink or use drugs and not fail that one, hopefully. God willing, I won't fail that one. As far as living more and going to more meetings, I don't know. I got to take that a day at a time at this point. But what about you guys?
James!
Hello, everyone. I had the luxury of listening to the old James about a year ago. And, you know, come September, we'll be doing this for 5 years, boys. That's
Six.
Pretty... No?
Yes!
No! He had to think about it. Yeah, so that's kind of cool. We'll be 5 years doing this. And I went back, and it looks like for 2 years in a row I've wanted to meditate. So maybe this year will be the year. My wife still says, James, have you meditated today? And I'll say, no, not really, which means no. And actually, I was talking to her brother today about it. He asked me about meditation. I was telling him how to meditate. So I'm a good teacher of it. I just haven't done it myself. So I really need to spend some time doing that, because I have been a little more irritated this year. I have to admit, I have to, you know, for many years without, you know, taking time to connecting to the higher power and just focusing on it, on being present, I've noticed that I have been a little more irritated than in the first couple years, which is weird. I don't know, but at least I can talk about it with you guys. One of my resolutions was to put away $30 a day for the 10K fund. Seems like every time I got $1,000, something would break in my car. I recently did the alternator and the battery. Before that, the tires. There's always something with the kids. And frankly, I have to have, I didn't do it. I didn't put away $10,000.
But did you put away $30 every day?
No, I stopped at one point. Oh. I didn't have that's okay. You know, I need to do meditation and then the putting away the money. So my resolutions this year probably be the same. Probably save more. And I'll try doing the $30 a day. I'll start on New Year's and I'll try to get that 10K. And I'll try to meditate every day. Those are my resolutions. Oh, and I want to do intermittent fasting. So I don't want to eat past like 8 o'clock at night because I've been eating a lot. And my son's like, Dad, you eat a lot. And I was like, yes, son, I know. He's like, no, you need to stop eating so much. I'm getting this from my 16-year-old. So that'll be a resolution. And then stop worrying about money so much. You know, that's an issue I have. And I don't know why, because I've got everything I need. God provides. And I am grateful today and I am content. But I think those are my four new resolutions for this year. So I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited.
Nice. You shouldn't hide it. Even though you might be about to lose control, I think you'll like it. Oh, that's a song. Is it the Rain Sisters? Who sings that, Dennis?
I don't know.
The Weather Girls.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a resolution. I'm no longer going to go, yeah, no. Because that's a pet peeve of mine, is it always annoys me when people are like, hey, you want to go out to lunch? Or do you got stuff to do? Yeah, no. Nah, I'm busy. It's like, well, then why'd you say yeah? So that's the only one. It's the only thing that I want to do next year. Nope, kidding. So this past year, I jotted it down. I made a little jotter because I knew if I didn't, I would completely forget. Last year, I said I want to be an example of the program to people around my life, making sure they know the reason for my success and happiness are the principles. I did try to do that. I thought I took a step forward and then I took a step back because, listen, you only can control what you can control. And there are a couple of people in my life that I was doing that to, where legitimately I would go, listen, I, you know, life is going good. And they knew that I was in the program, everything else, but they stopped talking to me and returning calls. And they're doing their thing. And I'm not judging whatever they have going on. One of my old friends who was my roommate in college has been reaching out a lot lately. The last two times, he's definitely been on something. It seemed like slurry, like pills, not alcohol. But he was out there, and he wasn't making heck a lot of sense. And it's sad. I'm not going to, not talk to him, but he's definitely going through it. And I know because when I was out there and saying that everything is great, but then talking about all the negative stuff, and then I would be like, but it's good. It's good. Life's a dream. It was just me trying to mask that everything was fine, but everything I was saying was negative, and it actually wasn't fine. So I tried my best, I guess, last year as far as that goes, and found some success, but just kind of like lost touch with people where they just didn't want to talk to me anymore. So I'll continue working on that a little bit. Drop slogans into life. I think I did okay with that. Probably better on the first part. I don't know what hindered me from, I guess, trying to use those. I've been leaning a lot more on God and a lot less on slogans this past year, and I've found success with that. And another resolution I had last year was to describe my relationship with God to my daughter Olivia. And I think that's been going really good. I mean, we went to church this year and had a great conversation. and we're able to explain it. We got some of those. Do you know what they're called, Dennis? The candles that have like Jesus and the different saints on them, the skinny ones?
Votive candles.
Votive? Is that what it is?
I think so.
So let's call them votive candles. I don't want to take a vote about it. We'll just say that you're correct. So those candles, we lit them and said a prayer for a couple of people that passed away this year in our family. And it was great. So got a chance to do that. Resolutions for the upcoming year. I want to spend more time with Olivia and do like separate things. The last couple of years, I've been trying to get the family together. Now that we're all under one roof, right? We're not going anywhere. We're all there. But the time that I just have Olivia, I'm going to take. So a couple weeks ago, we talked about going to Disney and then to Celebration to have dinner with some of my friends. I'm going to try to put more experiences like that into her life. So that way she's around people that I admire, that I think are on the right path to having an amazing life. Other resolution that I have for the next year are more trips to Celebration in general. So that way, I don't know, we can kind of experience. There's some friends of mine that moved back to Celebration that are here outside of the rooms, but have kids that are right around Olivia's age. So that way she can do some play dates there. And more healthy boundaries. There's family members that I have had that have severe resentments against me, and they're not in the program, and I'm trying to let some stuff go and stop thinking about myself and that, you know, that they're talking and thinking about me. Even if it is true, I don't have to think about that stuff because I can't control it. So I'm going to work on that. In a month and a half, we have a family trip, my brother and his family, and there's a lot of personalities that could clash, but we also have plenty of rooms that we can get away from any of those moments and go do our own thing. We have our own vehicle, so it's not like we're trapped there, and it's only 3 days, so we're going to make the most of it. So that's the big things of the next year. I think it's going to be an awesome year. Any slogan that you want to put in place to be 2024 Dennis, a slogan that you think is going to be a good match? I'll go first. You can think about it, okay? I'm going to say one day at a time, because in the past couple years, I've always needed a big plan to be almost like you're fishing, right? Where you cast out the lure and you need something to be able to go, oh, this is the next big thing I'm doing. I would really like to just be able to sit in and go, you know what, today I have this planned. Maybe one plan after dinner and that's it. And if that doesn't go, I'm good. So I want to really make that point the next year to work. So one day at a time would be mine. What's yours?
Yeah, I think one day at a time is a good one. I think I'm going to continue to apply that. That's one I try to apply every day. But I don't know. I think the first thing that came to my mind whenever you first asked me and I kind of froze, like, oh no, am I on a quiz show now? Like,
that was rude.
But I would say, like, James, stop interrupting. Patience. How about that? I'll have patience with James and his interruptions. No. First thing that came to my mind whenever you asked me was, we are not saints. And I think that's one of my favorite ones, both to apply to myself whenever my shortcomings come up or my limitations for being able to do stuff for whatever reason, but also to others, like when James has to leave and then come back and interrupt me while I'm speaking. I have to remember that he's not a saint, just like I'm not a saint, that we're all human and we got to all treat each other with respect that's due to all humanity. What about you, James? Do you have a slogan that you can apply to next year or this year coming up as a focus?
No.
come up with one right now.
Oh. I had to. You got to.
Be be kind to everyone and greet the world with an open heart.
Why?
Limitations are the shackles we bind to ourselves.
Shaquille O'Neal. Shaquille O'Neal said that. Yeah, that's Shaquille O'Neal. He used to play for the Orlando Magic and the Lakers and the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. He played for all those teams. I don't know. Learn about him. All right. Well, we'll be back next Thursday sharing experience, strength, and hope with you with episode 224. Happy New Year with a defective character. It's entirely ready to have all these character defects removed. Remember, live next year one day at a time. We're all saints and be kind. And we'll see you next time.